So let me give you an assignment, and then tomorrow we're going to show you how to make changes rapidly. But let's make some changes right now, okay? Take out your journal. I want you to write down 4 actions that you need to take in your life that you've been putting off. Now, I know you made some decisions a day or so ago, but I want you to look at 4 more things. What are 4 actions that you need to take? Maybe you need to lose some weight. Maybe you need to stop smoking. Maybe what you need to do is need to make a phone call you haven't followed through on. Maybe it's initiating a new job interview for you. Maybe what it is communicating to somebody that you really, really are attracted. Or maybe it's you're in a relationship with somebody and you haven't communicated how much you really love them in a long time, real directly. You're kind of taking it for granted. I don't know what it is. But I want you right now to write down what are 4 actions that you could take immediately that you've been putting off. You know you should take, but you haven't done it. Again, make these 4 different than the ones you already did yesterday. Don't go, oh, I did 2 of them yesterday, so that means I'll have to do 2 more today. No, remember I said each day we're going to do a little more? We're going to increase the weights. We're going to develop more muscle, more will, more power. That's what we're doing right now. So you're going to write down 4 new actions, right? 4 simple actions that you're going to take. And then what I want you to do is I want you to be honest with yourself. I want you to write down under each action that you've not taken that you know you should. I want you to write down what is the pain that you associate that's kept you from taking action in the past. Let's just get clear, because I guarantee you that if you've not taken action, it's because you associated more pain to taking action than not. Okay, you've heard that about 19 times, but you're going to hear it again and again until you start to use it. You know, I once heard a story about this great minister, and people came to his church, and they listened to him, you know, give this great sermon. And it was a phenomenal sermon. And then they came back the next week, and he got up and gave the same sermon. And the third week, it was the same sermon. And after about 5 sermons in a row of the exact same sermon, a couple of the elders in the church decided to pull the minister aside and see if he was okay. And they said, sir, don't know quite how to communicate this to you, but are you aware that some of what you've been saying has been pretty much identical as to what you said the last week and the week before and the week before? And the minister just smiled very calmly. He said, oh, I'm glad you noticed. They said, well, why are you doing that? He said, I'm going to keep doing this sermon until you guys start applying it. So if I sound like I'm giving a sermon that sounds like the same one, it is. We're going to make sure you apply it and make sure you embed it. So 1, write down the 4 actions. 2, make sure you write down what is the pain that you've associated with doing this in the past, and just be honest with yourself. And if you say, Tony, I have no pain associated to it, well, then think a little stronger. Maybe the pain is simple. Maybe it's like, well, the pain of taking the time. It'd be more painful to take the time to do it than other things you're really more caught up in and that you think will give you more pleasure. But write it down. 3rd step, I want you to write down all the pleasure you've gotten by not following through. Because sometimes by not following through, it's giving you pleasure too. You go, well, I don't understand. Well, let's say, for example, you think you should lose some weight. And that specifically, in order to get that done, one of the actions you should take is to stop eating mass quantities of chocolate or sugar or cake or whatever it is, okay? Now, why haven't you done that? Well, answer number 1, because you associate pain to dieting. In fact, what are the first 3 letters in the word diet? That ought to give you a clue why most people want to avoid it. They feel like they're dying. The bottom line is that's kind of painful. So what have you done? You've associated taking something away. Loss equals pain for most of us. If we feel like we're losing something or giving something up, we feel like losing weight, it's going to be painful. So you go, well, gosh, I would be taking something away. I would be taking away things I used to have pleasure eating. So that's pain. What are all the pains that you would associate? Step 3, what's the pleasure you get by still eating? Well, you get the pleasure of eating chocolate. You get that momentary feeling inside. So that's step number 3. Step number 4, I want you to write down the opposite. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, I want you to write down what it will cost you if you don't change. That is, if you don't stop eating chocolate in mass quantities, if you don't stop smoking, if you don't make that phone call that you know you need to make, if you don't start consistently working out each day, if you don't go out and really make an effort, even though it may be difficult to get through to that person who in the past has made you mad. If you don't do that, what's it going to cost you? And be honest with yourself, what will it cost you over the next 2, 3, 4, or 5 years? What's it going to cost you emotionally? What's it going to cost you in your self-image? What will it cost you in your physical energy level? What will it cost you in your feelings of self-esteem? What will it cost you financially? What will it cost you in your direct relationships with the people you care about most? And I really want you to hone it down. And how does that make you feel? In other words, don't just go, well, it'll cost me money. Well, I will be fat. That's not enough. You got to remember, what drives us are our emotions, not just our intellect. So get emotional about it. What will it cost you, and how would that make you feel to not get those results in your life over the next 2, 3, 4, or 5 years? And here's the final key. Take the final step, and that is under each of these four actions, write down what will you gain by taking this action right now? What are all the things you'll gain? And make a huge list that will really drive you emotionally. Hey, I'll gain the feelings of being in control of my life. I'll gain the feelings of knowing that I'm in charge. I'll gain a level of self-confidence. I'll gain physical energy and health. I'll gain stronger relationships. I'll develop more willpower that I can use in every other area of my life. I'll gain. My life will be better in all these ways now and over the next 2, 3, 4, or 5 years by taking this action. In other words, look at the impact of these things, present and long term. So let me leave you with this for today. There are two things that control our lives, the carrot and the stick. The stick is pain and the carrot is pleasure. Use the two of them to point yourself, because if you don't, there are plenty of other people in this world who are paid large sums of money to direct you. Advertisers do it. Do it to yourself. Learn to advertise in your own mind and take control now. Do your exercise right now. Again, don't put it off. Go through these 5 steps right now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Do it immediately. Don't say I'm going to do it later in the day. Please do it right now, and I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day and live with passion.